Session 3. The benefits of relaxing. Spend the first moment or two making sure that you're going to be comfortable. And remember that if you wish to adjust your position while you're relaxing, then do so, and it will only help you to relax even more deeply. Think about balancing the body. Left side with the right side. Have the feet a little bit apart and the hands where it's comfortable. If you feel that you need to do any of the stretching exercises, then do them. I shall remind you of them in a moment. But if you prefer, you can relax from where you are now. So if you feel that you want to stretch the feet and legs, bring the feet gently towards the face, feel the muscles stretching, and then let them go. If you have tension in the abdomen, and as you breathe in, push the abdomen up and out, and as you breathe out, let the abdomen go back into a comfortable position. Don't bring it in. If you have tension in the shoulders, bring them down towards your knees and then let them go. If you have tension in the jaw, gently moisten the lips and then let them barely touch so that the teeth are apart. And the next few moments are for yourself. This time is for you to use in any way that you want, in any way that you need, and all that you're concerned with is yourself and what you're doing now, which is spending time on yourself. So be prepared to let go of what has happened already today, and be prepared to let go of the things that you still have to do today. Bring your thoughts into this moment. And we will work through the body with a count of 1 to 12. Just relax a little bit more from where you are now, so that by the time you reach 12, the whole body will be relaxed. So 1 is the forehead. 2, the eyes. 3, the cheeks and jaw. 4, the neck. 5, the shoulders. 6, right arm, hand, fingers and thumb. 7, the left arm, hand, fingers and thumb. 8, the back. 9, the chest and abdomen. 10, the right leg, foot and toes. 11, the left leg, foot and toes. 12 is the whole body. The whole body. Now you can relax today as deeply as you want to. And indeed, you can relax today as deeply as you need to. And you will gain today what you need today. Just to help release any residual tension that there may still be in your body, I want you to use the power of your mind and imagine that at the end of each finger and at the end of each thumb and at the end of each toe, you have a little tap. And in a moment, you're going to open up those taps to allow any unnecessary tension to drain away. So imagine those little taps on the ends of your fingers, thumbs, and toes. And now open them up and let any tension that you do have drain away. Let it go. And then when it's gone, turn off the taps and be aware of a feeling of warmth starting at the soles of your feet. And let that warmth move up now through the ankles, through the lower legs, through the knees, the upper legs, through the hips, and now let it creep up the back. And now feel it coming round the sides, the chest and abdomen, flowing over them. And now let it roll over your shoulders and run down the arms, through the elbows and the wrists, into the hands, fingers and thumbs. And feel the palms of your hands becoming warmer, much warmer. And now let that feeling of warmth, which is relaxation, come up through the neck, up the back of the head and over the top of the head, so that the scalp almost tingles with the sensation. And now let it flow over the forehead, trickle over the eyelids, the cheeks, the lips and jaw. And feel the cheeks becoming warmer as though the sun is upon them. So you can relax more and more deeply if you want to. Allow your thoughts to come and go. Just let them drift. But if you find you're becoming involved in a train of thought, check that you haven't tightened up anywhere, and then allow yourself to drift once more. So from time to time during the day, be prepared to let go. You can do that in those waiting moments, waiting for someone to arrive, waiting for someone to answer the telephone or the kettle to boil, standing in a queue, waiting for the bus or the train to arrive. Use those moments. Welcome those moments as a time when you can let go just a little bit. And as you become aware of those things that do make you stressful, be prepared to let them go. Learn too to recognize those things that you cannot change and those things that really do not matter. And then be prepared to let them go. When you can, practice relaxing, whether it is for 2 minutes or for 20 minutes, because the benefits are there for you to enjoy. Physically, as you relax, there are changes that take place. The brain activity slows down, the breathing too slows down, and the heart beats more slowly so that the blood pressure drops, and the blood flows perfectly through the whole system, and tension automatically leaves the body. So each part of the body receives what it needs. So you feel physically refreshed. Because the brain has slowed down, the mind too feels refreshed. You can think more clearly, concentrate better. And relaxing in this way allows you to regain a sense of proportion, to get things back into perspective. Those things that may have loomed large will now return into their rightful place. So you do feel stronger and more able to cope. and the benefits of relaxing are your own personal benefits. Use them in any way that suits you. They are yours. They are for you to utilize, to adapt, and to take with you into your everyday routine. So be aware of what it is like just to let go, of what it is like to have to do nothing at all, of not having to fulfill any demands or expectations, just to be yourself, and to enjoy being the unique person that you are. And the next time that you relax and you hear the count from 1 to 12, by the time you reach 12, you will be even more deeply relaxed than you are now. All you have to do is let go. Now in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 7, and by the time I reach 7 you will be alert. But even after you've become active, you will still retain the benefits of having relaxed in this way. They are going to be with you for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week, and for as long as you need them, because they're yours. 1, 2, 3, 4. Begin to feed in the outside world. 5, 6, and 7. Very gently allow yourself to become alert with your fingers and your feet. Do what is right for you. You may want to bend your knees if you've been lying down and roll over onto one side. But when you're ready, in your own way and your own time, you can come up.